welcome back, and we have Tim. As I say, we are a tag team. Think of us like Mexican wrestlers. Wouldn't it be funny to see the two of us dressed up as Mexican wrestlers with the headgear and everything? And we're in there, and the New World Order has Hillary Clinton.
Do I have to dress up like a wrestler?
Yeah, you do, actually. And of course, we're also going to our wrestling foes are going to be Hillary Clinton and George Soros.
I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, so right now I'm in the process of putting Hillary.
I would probably, as a gentleman, take him on first and then go after her. But I tell you what, I think she's a little too snaky to turn your back on.
Oh, you don't worry that she's got besides inside her flesh, she's got a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity avataring her dying flesh. Now, if
I'll bring a crucifix with me and some holy water.
I posted up on the show on Friday last a link to a very good analyst looking at the Bible codes, which shows very clearly. And if you actually go to multiple other Christian sites, you'll see there's a mountain of evidence that Hillary Clinton is the whore of Babylon. Now, I had a chance to talk to my friend yesterday, Dr. Truat, who's an ex-Mormon. He runs a little private non-denominational church up in Utah. And he talked to me about all his research of Saul Alinsky and Hillary Clinton. It turns out Saul Alinsky and Hillary Clinton belong to the same coven in Los Angeles, which is the highest coven of witches in the Western world and warlocks. And Saul Alinsky dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, to Satan. Now, people have to understand, he actually prophesied to Hillary Clinton.
Did he actually dedicate it to Satan? I mean, is that in the book?
It's in the front part of the book. It's right in the book in writing, okay?
That's guts, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, he's talking about how he loves the idea of going to hell, okay, literally. But I have to tell you
I
know a lot about Saul.
I think he's going to get there.
He's already there. He's probably already, as I say, boiling in hell with Satan. Anyway, Hillary Clinton, he prophesied to her that she was going to become literally the whore of Babylon, and she was going to introduce the Antichrist system to North America. And she's been working dedicated for the last 40 years to do so since Saul died in 1972. So you have to understand who Hillary Clinton is. Hillary Clinton is a product of Khazarian Satanists, which are basically crypto-Jews that are believe in an ancient satanic cult system, which King Balaam, eight centuries ago, converted the ancient Khazarians to Jews, because by that time Jews had gone through 13 centuries of Babylonian Satanism and pagan religions, and it was no longer the ancient faith of the Hebrews. It was now a satanic evil perversion, which is a very easy transition to go to King Balaam, from King Balaam, which had phallic worship and all the other devilish things they had, including the Star of Ashtoreth, which is a fertility goddess, where the children that were given by lascivious sex 9 months previously in a full moon were then delivered to the arms of Moloch and Baal. And that's why we talked about this earlier in the spring. In fact, your video that you did with me about the gates of Palmyra, the gates of Hades, was one of the most popular ones up on YouTube. And I have to thank you for that, because we were the first to pull up that story and we went over that. People need to really grasp this. We're living in biblical times. People don't know that. And we're going to tell them straight up. Now, you might think, well, we just talk about medical truths and toxicology and in physical biology or geopolitics or financial systems. But if you don't perceive and understand the spiritual side of what's going on, you're going to completely miss the point. It's not going to make any sense to you whatsoever, because we're not just run by a world by greedy people who want all the money. They want you dead, but they also want your soul literally in the grip of Satan, being annihilated by God for falling out of his relationship.
Well, you know, I'm an analyst, and I'm not too bad of an analyst. I'm pretty much of a dummy in a lot of ways, but I'm a fairly good analyst. And when you look at what's going on and what has been going on in the trend lines for a long time, from a rational, logical, human perspective, things just don't make sense. If you're a multi-trillionaire and you're sitting on top of the world and you've got all the jet planes and palaces and women or whatever it is you want, you've got, why would you want to blow up the world, you know? And this is the direction they're taking. And when I say blow up the world, I mean, you know, you fire, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 hydrogen bombs. And yeah, that's going to be pretty, man. Maybe use some advanced bio war and some cellular warfare for good measure. Yeah, I think that's a population extinction event.
Right.
Now, why would you do that? Well, you would do that because you are demonically possessed. You are following Satan, and Satan wants to destroy the planet. Oh, Satan will lie to you, and you're going to do this. You're going to come out of your cage. Well, he lies to everybody, especially his minions, you see. But it only makes sense. What's going down only makes sense from a spiritual perspective because nobody is this damn crazy.
Right. Yeah, but by the way, it's not crazy. It's suicidally self-destructive. You've got to understand, Satan is the most intelligent created being in the universe. Now, he's a fragment, a tiny bug, compared to the infinite wisdom of the Most High God. But he's the example, the perfect example. There's only one sin. It's to not hear and do the will of the Father. And as soon as you think that you're going to ascend to the north part, so you are so prescient and powerful, you're going to be the prince of the power of the air, that you're going to control the nature of reality, you're going to subjugate everybody to your version of the New World Order, and not only here on this planet, but across the galaxy. You're literally the night is the actual perfect example of a liar and a destroyer of worlds. Now, people have to grasp this, and this is for all those women out there that want to support Hillary Clinton. I know you want to have, like the suffragettes want to have the vote, and I know you want to have a woman president, but for God's sake, not this woman. This woman will destroy the future of women in civilization. She wants to abort your babies, which disconnects you from the family. She wants to justify, eventually, the destruction of the middle and lower classes so that in the future there's only a drone class, there's no females. The future doesn't need females. Did you know that in the lower classes? They want a drone class of intersex, which is why the United Nations has 34 designations of sexual orientation. They don't want females. They don't want males. They want some kind of drone class, non-reproducing, sexually neutral type of underclass, subhuman, to be the only repository of what's left of the human race. And they want it to not reproduce naturally. They're going to outlaw wild reproduction. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. No, you're delusional if you think other than what I'm telling you. I'm speaking to you as with sacred and special knowledge and with prophetic wisdom. And if you, as it says, and people need to grasp this, okay? And this is, by the way, for relatives and friends and for anybody that's listening. And this is from the truth that you speak as well, Tim, because I believe that both of us have a prophetic and apostolic anointing, which means it's not our words that's happening. God's put us in the way of knowledge and wisdom and inspiration to give us his words to give to the people. And there's one of the sayings that Jesus said in the book of Revelation, "You, O Israel, who kill the prophets between the brazen laver and the holy of holies." And the greatest way to kill us is not to put a knife in our heart or to behead us or to hang us. It's to not accept the words we've given to you in God's grace, glory, and love from the Father. That's the greatest killing you can do to the words of the prophets and the apostles, is to not believe the words of God given to us for you, for your salvation, your physical preservation, your spiritual preservation. That is the killing of the prophets and apostles. And you have to understand this. When we tell you that Hillary Clinton is a whore of Babylon, we're not fiddling around here. When we tell you that we're facing a geopolitical disaster of biblical proportions, I mean, just look at the things that are come out in the WikiLeaks, the tense dump that's come out now. They even tried to cut off his internet. They cut it off his internet. They went after RT, Russian television in Britain. We now have a Russian fleet heading down through the English Channel because it's heading directly to Aleppo. Do we not realize we're on the knife's edge toward World War III? That means we're almost guaranteed to have a peace treaty, which will be very, very damn shaky. And when that peace treaty is signed, the Jews will sanctify the Temple Mount, and they can only do it rabbinically on one day, which is Sukkot, which means they're going to tabernacle with Satan. And guaranteed, if Hillary gets in, judgment starts immediately. If Donald gets in, we're going to have a period of grace before judgment happens on America. If Hillary gets in, we're going to hell in a handcart immediately. And it's going to get extremely ugly. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah. I just posted a few minutes ago on my blog, Europe, an interesting comment. A buddy of mine sent it to me.
Yeah, I see that. I got it up here now. It says, "It's a rowboat comes for you."
Yeah, why don't you read it, because I'm just now opening it.
Do you want me to read it, or you're going to read it?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
This may be the best and most honest political promotion statement you have ever read. It decidedly does not brush objections aside. You hate Hillary? Read it. You hate Trump? Read it. You think there's no choice? Read it. And read it with your grown-up hat on. We've all been dealt huge responsibility with this election. The first step toward accepting responsibility is accepting it And the first step toward accepting it is recognizing it. Read this. Read every single word. It'll take about 3 minutes. Be sure to read to the end. Take a few minutes and read all of it. Are you sickened and despondent with the current campaign and upcoming presidential election? I consider myself a conservative and do truly believe our country is at a political, economic, moral, social crossroads. I need to let you know I would never vote for Hillary Clinton to lead this country. To me, she represents everything that is wrong with our current political structure. On the flip side, I look and listen to Donald Trump, and I cringe at every rude, insulting comment he makes. If you find yourself in a similar state of mind, please read the following article, A Message for Christians About Donald Trump. Here's a famous quote, a joke about God and how he talks to us. In quotes, a deeply faithful Christian man is stuck on a roof at home with massive flooding up to the second floor. Rowboat comes, he says, no, I'm waiting for God. I prayed and I know he's coming. Second rowboat, no, I'm waiting for God. Third rowboat, no, I'm waiting for God. Water rises, man drowns. Now he's meeting God in heaven. The religious man says, where were you, God? He prayed, I was faithful. I asked you to save me. Why would you abandon me? God says, hey, I sent three rowboats. You've heard that before. There's a variation about helicopters and so on.
Did you ever
consider Trump in our rowboat? Maybe God is trying to tell us something important, that now is not the time for a nice Christian guy or gentleman or a typical Republican powder puff. Maybe now is the time for a natural-born killer, a ruthless fighter, a warrior. Because right now, we need a miracle, or America is finished. Maybe the rules of gentlemanly don't apply here. Maybe a gentleman, an all-around nice Christian, would lead us to slaughter. Or do you want another Mitt Romney, Bob Dole, John McCain, Gerald Ford, or Paul O'Reilly? Do any of them win? Did they lead the GOP to the promised land? Did they change the direction of America? No, because if you don't win, you have to say Paul Ryan couldn't even deliver his own state, Wisconsin. As leader of the House, Paul Ryan rolls over to Obama like a dog rolls over for a scrap of food or a steak bone. Nice, but obedient. I mean Paul Ryan, not my dog. My dog is actually a pretty good defender and loyal. Maybe God is knocking on your door loudly, but you're not listening. Maybe God understands we need a war leader at this moment in time. Maybe God understands if we don't win this election, America is dead. It's over. The greatest nation in the world history will be gone, finished, kaput, adios. And if one last breath, maybe we need to save us from the last second is someone different, someone you haven't ever experienced before because you weren't raised in tough, tumble New York where nothing good gets accomplished unless you're combative, aggressive, outrageous, offensive at all times, and maybe just a tad arrogant too. Someone with a personality you've never seen on stage at your church. Maybe, just maybe, being a nice, gentlemanly Christian would not beat Hillary and her $1 billion and her best friends and the media who will unleash the dogs of hell upon the GOP nominee. I guess you think God is only nice and gentlemanly. Really? Then you're missed the whole point of the Bible. When necessary, God is pretty tough. When necessary, God strikes with pain, death, and destruction. When necessary, God inflicts vengeance. For example, look at Joshua and look at King David, right? Maybe you think God couldn't possibly be associated with someone like Trump. Trump is too vicious, rude, and crude. When we won World War II, was God nice? Were we gentlemanly when we defeated Hitler? Were we gentlemanly when we firebombed Germany? Were we gentlemanly when we dropped atomic bombs on Japan? Is God ever nice on the battlefield? Or does he send us vicious SOBs like General George S. Patton so the good guys can defeat evil? It's pretty clear to me that God sends unique people to be war leaders. That's a different role than a pastor or a church leader. God understands that. And maybe it's time to redefine nice. Maybe Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan aren't nice at all because they lead us to defeat. And losing again could mean the end of America. And God can't allow that. Maybe Romney and Ryan mean well, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Or maybe they're just jealous and have had their chance and blew it. Maybe they'd rather help elect Hillary Clinton than allow a Trump victory, which make them look weak, feckless, and incompetent. In quotes, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles, wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40, verse 30 to 31. God is about miracles. We don't need a nice guy or a gentleman right now. It's the fourth quarter, and we're losing 14 to 0. We need a miracle. So let me repeat my message to Christians. You're missing the boat. I believe Trump is our miracle. I believe Trump is our rowboat, except he's more like a battleship. No one is saying Trump is perfect. No one is saying Trump is a perfect conservative. But he's a patriot. He's a warrior. He's a capitalist. He's the right man and the right time. Yes, he's rude and crude and offensive, but that may make him the perfect warrior to save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and Judeo-Christian values. The choice should be easy for Christians. It's Trump, or it's the end of American dream. If anything in this article strikes a positive chord with you, please pass it on. I agree totally. And by the way, that, and I want to make an addendum statement on this. When I listen to the various pundits talking about it, they say, this is a man that they pulled out things like Billy Bush's comments with a hot mic 11 years ago, where he was actually tempted
to be. By the way, cousin to George Bush.
Yeah, it's cousin. But let me fill in the details here. The fact is, he has a wonderful family. His family supports him. They're all involved in this business. He's never been sued for sexual assault. So even if he's kissing beauty queens, he's an alpha
like
male.
Like Hillary and Bill, both the
barred
from the practice of law. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me finish. So in other words, he's never been assaulted. Women have been sued for sexual assault. Now, his previous, we call alpha male activities, and this is part of the problem. We can put up with sexual perversion and serial rape like Bill Clinton that bites lips, and his wife who harasses women to the point where they're afraid of for their life. In fact, the four women that were in that second debate fear that if Hillary gets in, they might die. Now, when we look at Trump, he's an alpha male. Do you not know that alpha males have higher male hormone levels and maybe they're going to pursue females because that's what they do? Maybe you have to understand women, when you have an alpha male, which isn't necessarily common, they're the ones that are CEOs of corporations like Trump Corporation. And maybe you have to understand he's not a sexual predator. He's not trying to get into everybody's pants like Bill Clinton, who has even black grandchildren that they won't talk to. In fact, the media and the DNC and Hillary Clinton have shut him off so that he can't even talk to his black grandkids. And they seem to be really nice. His son and his grandkids seem to be really nice little family. That to me, I don't care if they're black, white, purple, whatever, if they're aborigine, they're his kids. Why is he not communicating with them openly and saying, hey, I'm their daddy? You know, this is disgusting that they say it's morally equivalent. And I've talked to people who say it's morally equivalent to kiss a beauty queen at a pageant to the serial rape and murder threats from Bill and Hillary Clinton. It's not. And when we see someone who supports abortion, even partial birth abortion up to the moment of birth, even abortionists, 93% of abortionists do not support partial birth abortion up to the moment of birth. Did you know that? 93%. Okay? Even abortionists that themselves are doing first trimester abortions and even second don't support partial birth abortion to the moment of delivery. That's amazing. And Hillary Clinton, and by the way, Barack Obama, even the state legislature in Illinois, supported postnatal abortion, killing babies after they're born if they have birth defects or genetic abnormalities. Did you know that? Now,
well, I mean, the word abortion really doesn't even apply there. That's
no,
more
it's murder. It's just murder.
Language.
Here's my point to Christians out there and people like these women that want to be, oh, we're so upset and we're crying about Donald Trump kissing people and making rude comments on a hot mic where he didn't think it was very private. Let's face the music. The 14 months he spent now campaigning and seeing the suffering of Americans, as I saw senior leaders of the Christian church, this man is a Christian. He's pro-life. He's pro-Constitution. He loves Americans. He's destroying his own Trump brand to save America from annihilation. Vote for him.
Yep. Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency. It is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Example of the Old and New Testament. God calls to be the leaders, dragon slayers. And these aren't necessarily nice people. People always look at Moses thinking...
War is not nice.
The very first crime that Moses did when he saw the persecution of his own people was to kill the Egyptian guard who was whipping his own people and decided to kill him. So he just fled into the desert of Midian. When we look at Joshua became the war leader. They went and slaughtered and killed, right down to the women, children, and animals, the Hivites, the Jebusites, all these ites. When we look at King David, he even put Uriah at the front of the war game so he could steal his wife. But God said he was a man after my own heart because he knew he sinned against God, not against man, and he repented. But God still brought judgment. He said after the birth, his first son, by the way, died, but the second son became the head of the empire and was going to build a temple. He wouldn't even allow King David, who collected all the materials, to build a temple as a judgment against him. He wouldn't allow even Moses to go into the territory of the promised land because he was so mad with Moses. Even though he obeyed him to an extent, he brought judgment. And when we look at Paul, he was the greatest persecutor and murderer of Christians, which are primarily Jews, Greek and other nationalities, but killer of Jews until God on the road to Emmaus, to Damascus, actually dealt with him, okay? So God takes warrior people.
You know who baptized Paul? one of the 70 disciples, St. Ananias. And my Orthodox parish is named St. Ananias. It's probably the only parish outside of the Middle East that is named St. Ananias.
Right. Now, here's the point. I'm going to ask you a question, Tim. I was asked to speak in one church in the year 2000, the Living Waters Church outside St. Paul, Minnesota. Do you think with the millions of audience every day worldwide I get any requests with my personality, which is not exactly Mr. Nice Guy, to speak in any churches, either by video camera or anywhere? Because when I go to a church, I go as a prophet apostle, and I go there to give them a high spiritual colonic. I'm not going as Mr. Nice Guy. I'm going there to take a spiritual flamethrower.
I can just see the sign outside of a church.
Right. I go there
this
as
Sunday,
a
Dr. Bill Deagle, and be prepared for a spiritual colonic.
Yeah, I go there with a spiritual flamethrower to burn the inside of their church to the ground, spiritually, not physically. And I do it because that if the church needs a high spiritual colonic and need a flamethrower inside their church to deal with
Look,
the BS.
What's happening today in this world is extraordinarily dangerous.
I'm going to ask you a tough question.
Probably more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis, which most of us almost died in.
What percentage of people claim to be Christians in America? Around 78%. What percentage of those so-called Christians are going to vote for the greatest devil in modern history, Hillary Clinton? If the church was awake and wasn't dead, D-E-A-D dead, post-mortem, rigor mortis, dying flesh down to the bones, beetles eating their spiritual flesh, do you think that anything like this could happen, that Hillary or Mr. Comey inside the government could get away with this crap, or the State Department, Loretta Lynch could actually meet with Bill Clinton on the tarmac to discuss?
Actually, I've said what you're saying for years. So.
Now, here's the point. And again, my ministry does not start in full force until the first day of the treaty, which, unfortunately, we talked about this last night with my wife, Michelle, because I've run ahead of God. I made statements to people that have shocked them to say, who do you think you are? In fact, I posted up on the front page of Clay and Iron, which I received this prayer in 20 minutes, called the Prayer of the 12 Stones. Now, you have to understand, I didn't write this. God gave it to me. And if you look at it, you'll see the picture of the breastplate. And I put the date of December 25th, 2016. I just put it there so it's going to stay on the screen. But if you read the PDF of this, it talks about the 12 stones of the breastplate, and each stone a spiritual gift, a name of a tribe, to protect against the piercing arrows of Satan to the body of believers. The church are like sheep ready to be shorn and slaughtered, because the pastors and the priests and the executive are not feeding the sheep spiritual truth. They're giving them lies. They're letting them vote for Hillary. They're not talking about where the objective of America and why we're going to lose our constitutional republic.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Amazing picture here of a Marine you just posted up. This is an actual picture.
I think it's
picture.
Army it's not, guy, yeah. It's, Army yeah, or Marine.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not Photoshopped. This is a real picture of a real guy. And it says, please, in large letters, do not put me and my fellow Marines at the mercy of the hands of Hillary Clinton as our commander-in-chief.
Now, you were the one that came up with Hillary, right?
Yeah, I did indeed. I'm a God inspires me to say things. Now, I'm going to do something a little different today. And I'm going to read the prayer of the 12 stones, which, by the way,
you didn't read what was underneath it. Protect our military, vote against the bitch of Benghazi.
Ah, that's even better.
That's pretty
dang good. Okay, yeah. let me pull up here the prayer of the 12 stones, and I'm going to see if we can pull up that document here. Just take a second to do so.
Well, while you're doing that,
I got it.
Are you ready?
I got it ready. Yeah.
Okay.
Blessed are you, Father, Lord, God of the universe, who has made me in your image, as you did your firstborn, which, by the way, is the ruby, which is the symbol for the firstborn of the people. Right now, the firstborn, of course, is the Sardis stone. So, like the blood red of the Sardis stone, behold the Son, you, Father, beheld Reuben. Now, the Reuben nation right now is Ephraim, America. We are the firstborn son. We're literally the most highly prized of God's kingdoms on earth. So we are the duality of not only the daughter of Zion, which is God's Zionism, not Zionism as it is by the Khazarian Jewish Satanists, but God's Zionism to bring blessing to the whole planet earth. And that's the first stone. This is in the breastplate. The second stone, here it is I make a covenant today to hear you, no other fathers, as Simeon heard you, O Father, and he beheld the topaz. I make your words my life and sustenance of my spirit, and to know all the days that my life is in you, Yeshua, which is the Father in the flesh, of course. And the third stone, wash me with your living waters of your word, from the apostles and prophets of Levi, called of the aquamarine stone of carbuncle. May I hear your words and see with my heart, and diligently seek the second witness in your scriptures. The witness to your spirit, by the way. Yeah, the witness of your intellect and the witness of your spirit, which tells you that it's God's will. And then the fourth stone, you are the source of all in all, the Alpha and Omega, the living one, from everlasting to everlasting, the line of the tribe of Judah. All life springs forth from you. As emerald, you inhabit the praises of your people, Judah, which is the Judah stone, the green stone. I can do nothing without entering into your Sabbath rest, which, remember, is the, it says, behold the Sabbath. Remember, it talks about the fourth commandment. And then we have this, the fifth stone. You, Yeshua, are the bright and morning sapphire star. As the tribe of Zebulun, the name exalted most high, you, O Father, have died in the flesh that I may exchange my mortal blood for your immortality and obtain eternal life. You, O Father, anointed one, King of Israel, our King of the universe, may I ever see the cross within your star sapphire, for every knee shall bow to your name, Yeshua. And the sixth stone, which is a very important stone, my life was bought with your blood of the new covenant. May I never kill the children of Adam and so break your blood covenant with the sons of man who are in your image. You are a consuming fire, the recompense of the tribe of Issachar. Hard as a clear diamond of blessings of Mount Gerizim and the cursings of Mount Ebal, of day and night sowing and reaping, the recompense of your mercy and justice shall I know all the days of my life to the end of my death. And the seventh stone, I will not mix the darkness of the knowledge of the tree of death with the daylight of the tree of life in your truth. As the dark of night does not mix with the azure blue of the clear turquoise sky of the ligure stone, may my judgment be as you intend, Dan, to stand on the sure footage, foundation of my covenant with you. For none can stand in the day of judgment and say that you are not the only faithful one. For no law stand without your covenant. For this reason, I will not break my bondage of marriage with one of procreation, whom you have joined to my flesh. I shall not take to myself that which belongs to another son or daughter of Adam. My words shall not speak a false witness to condemn my brother or sister before men or their courts of law. May I never covet. That which is my brother's or sister's given in the sovereignty of you, Father, Yeshua. And then it says, grace equals name. And this is the next stone. My identity comes forth from your chain of authority, O Father, through your servants as you did in Gad. The rings of authority of the agate stone, apostles and prophets, eyes and ears of the body, evangelists, pastors and teachers, mouth and hands of the Holy One. May all be servants and show me only your way, for none but your spirit has authority over me. But you, Hashem, the one I hear in my spirit, in their words and in my hearing is your voice. Of blessing and cursings, and your way beyond the veil of the Holy of Holies. And the next stone, may I serve and feed your sheep, for only your servants can become the sons of the living one. For you exalt only the servant, clothed in your royal purple robes of the amethyst stone, blessing others as Asher is to bless all Israel of the houses of Ephraim and Judah. And remember, America is Ephraim and Israel is Judah. And finally, may your light of your word, of your voice, shine in my spirit, mind, and body as the eye of the Kessel Barrel opal of Naphtali. May the light of the world shine within me, for you alone are faithful to unseal the scroll of my name and you, Yeshua. And then finally, carry me on your shoulders as a signet of the onyx stone. Conform me as Joseph was conformed to your image, forgiver of all sins and sicknesses, Yeshua. For in your image are your miracles, power, and glory of the sons of the living one. And then finally, make me a son of your right hand as Benjamin. May I give you the jasper bloodstone of martyrdom, sprinkled with your blood, and by the words of my testimony in you, build up your reputation with my witness. May I not love my life unto death, but receive the white stone of my name that none but you know. Deliver my spirit, O Father, with your precious stones which guard my heart, of the breastplate of righteousness, past the pearl gates of the tribes of Israel, into your new Jerusalem, for the marriage supper of the Lamb is come. A witness of Ephraim, servant of the Most High God, Brother Bill Deagle.
Yep.
That I was given in 20 minutes by God. He dictated. I didn't invent it. I didn't create this. It was given to me. And people need to know these sacred words. My wife actually, after years, has said, you need to put this up not on just clay and iron, but over on a Nutramedical, because people visit there. Because we are in the birth pang stage. She's waking up at night and calling me and said, we need to talk, Bill. We need to talk. And believe me, my wife is a communicator. She's not going to get into things unless it's really serious and it forces her to have to face these things. A lot of Christians out there that are waffling between Hillary Clinton and Trump, stop waffling. You have one choice. Trump is the boatmaster of the boat for America. He's a boatmaster for Ephraim. He's not perfect. He's a warrior king. God has cleaned him up with the 14 months of seeing the suffering Americans. He is a Christian. He's a pro-life man. He is a leader. He is a dragon slayer. God help us if we do not repent. And God, by the way, is the one that cleans us up. We don't clean ourselves up. If you think that Trump is going to clean himself up without the purposes of the Most High God and the prayer of the saints praying for him, you're a fool. God cleans us up. We don't become good enough for God. God makes us good enough when we hear and do his will. Period. There is no other way to become good for God. Not ceremony, not priest class, not song, not dance, not good works. Nothing brings us closer to God than hearing and doing his will only.
Yep.
So what do you think of the prayer?
Good.
It should strike people's spirits.
You, now is the time for prayer. You know, I am more concerned. Yeah, I'm fearful, but I mean, you know, I'm not panicky or anything like that. But I'm more concerned than any time in my life about what's happening in the world since I was a kid in grade school during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And in fact, if I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, before I go to sleep, I get my cell phone out and check the news. First thing I wake up in the morning, I check the news to see if war has broken out between us and the Russians. I still give it a 50 to 60% chance of happening. Now, that doesn't mean it's all-out World War III, but things are on a knife's edge. By the way, latest mystery surrounding the fate of Julian Assange. The Ecuadorian embassy cut off his internet access. And evidently, it was in response to a direct appeal by Secretary of State John Kerry. Now, what's Kerry got to do with all this? Well, the leaks of Clinton's emails are having a dramatic effect on the American election, turning more and more people against Hillary.
Right.
And the globalists are panicking about this. The Ecuadorian embassy has, just within the last few hours, said that they will continue the asylum granted to him 4 years ago.
Right.
Continue to protect him, but evidently they're not allowing him to send emails from there.
It's not them, it's the British. The British government has done that. The British government is a proxy for
me. Well, the British government also put the squeeze on the Royal Bank of Scotland to cut off the account that Russian television uses in the United Kingdom. And the Russians have threatened to do the same to BBC's account in Moscow. And now there's a certain amount of backpedaling. This is serious on so many levels.
It's time for people to start recognizing their spiritual leaders. Trump is our geopolitical spiritual leader. Let's face it, okay? He is no less defective than Paul, who was killing Christians, which Trump hasn't. He's no less defective than King David, who's a man after God's own heart, as God pronounced in the book of Genesis and the Psalms, which were written many of them by King David under the Spirit of the Most High God, who killed Uriah, and I'm sure did lots of other horrendous things, but he was a man after God's own heart because when he knew he did wrong, he repented before God and he accepted God's judgment. People need to understand this. They need to understand you're not good enough for God. No one is good enough for God. God cleans us up if we start hearing and doing his will and repenting before him in sackcloth and ashes. And our Christian church is dead. Let me tell you, if you're brave enough to bring Dr. Deagle on either live or by video, I'm going to come with a spiritual flamethrower. I'm going to come in with my spiritual high colonic gear, and I'm going to clean you out. I'm a latrine cleaner. I'm going to clean the latrines of your churches out. I'm going to call forth and ask you questions, tough questions, hard questions, questions that you're going to squirm and wiggle. I'm going to give you a list of a couple of the questions. I'm going to ask for a raise of hands. How many women in the church have had an abortion? How many people support women who are in distress who otherwise would have an abortion? Those are the first two questions. Next question, how many women and families put their seniors into nursing homes and know they're going to die prematurely from inadequate and poor medical care when they know that, in fact, it's going to result in the death of their relative? And they're just like vultures waiting to grab all their assets when they die. How many people speak out against evil going on in their district, their school, their county, their state, and their government? How many people in the churches raise issues in the congregation of their church about things that are going on that are unacceptable? How many people are change agents in their professional group? Doctors, attorneys, dentists, lawyers. How many are Christians first and attorneys second, or doctors second? Whether they're going to be in danger of losing collegiality with their colleagues and their hospital privileges or their state licensure. How many people put God first and the truth first before their own personal fortunes? And if I ask these questions, you're going to see a breakdown in the population, realizing if they're standing and eventually I ask them to sit, if they answer positively to each of these questions, there's going to not be a man or woman standing in the audience, and they need to start doing things like, I'm not worried about what sins you've done. I'm worried about whether or not you repented of them. And repentance isn't something you just do once and you're done, you're cleaned up, just like going through a shower. It's something that if you've done abortions, if you had an abortion, if you killed relatives because of neglect, if you've done things like not speak out against evil when you had the opportunity and the power to do so, in your hospital, in your legal group, whatever, you need to repent for the rest of your days. So when an issue comes up at a checkout and someone's talking about their daughter or son or somebody having an abortion, you need to be a voice for truth and a voice to sanctify that part of society at the checkout. Okay? So if the church is dead, we shall receive the full recompense because, as Jesus said, that my judgment starts with my churches. We have two churches, the Philadelphia church and the Laodicean. God is about to do some serious spewing. And the Laodicean church are going to be spewed into lines where they're going to be executed, persecuted. They're going to have their religious liberties gone. They won't even be able to mention the word Christmas probably in a few years if Hillary gets in. And if you make a Christian point of view anywhere in the public media, including on the internet, it'll be silenced. If you think alternative media will exist in a few years if Hillary gets in, forget it. Shows like this won't exist. They'll arrest us. I was up in Canada and I saw the same threats. In Canada, when I raised these issues in Canada, I was told by It's a New Day Ministry on television, if I raised these issues and spoke boldly, which I always do, I'd be arrested on the spot and have a amount of police officer come in and they'd shut down the television station. That's 2000. I was told when I had a radio show across CTV, radio across Canada, that I would be arrested for the statements I was making. So they shut down my show and my co-host, even though it was very popular right across Canada, while I had my show on Genesis Network. So you need to understand out there, people, you're dead in Christ. And if you want to become alive in Christ, all you have to do is Shema, hear and do God's will, be an agent for good, be salt and light again. But if you aren't salt and light, as Jesus said, what are you fit for but to be thrown to the pigs? And that's what's going to happen. The judgment of this election is going to be on the church first. And if you want the Supreme Court stacked with justices that'll destroy Christianity, just keep on voting for Hillary, and you'll see it happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, if you want a high spiritual colonic, and you want me to come with a flamethrower to your church, I'm ready. Gears ready.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You mentioned something interesting, a news item about a Saudi prince was executed in Saudi Arabia.
They chopped the head off of a member of the royal family. And, you know, supposedly he killed somebody and so forth. But generally when you read things like that, you're reading a cover story. The Saudi royal family gets by with just about anything. And there's a little over 1,000 princes of the royal blood in Saudi Arabia. Remember, the founder of it had many wives, only four at a time, and that's how he put his kingdom together, marrying into this tribe and that tribe. And he's the father of the current king. Now, what may have happened, and this is speculation, but it probably is a lot closer to the truth than the BS that they're putting out, is there's a lot of concern by the inner elite about what's happening. The Saudis have been hemorrhaging their great wealth for over a year now because of this oil war with Iran and Russia.
They're dumping a ton of oil in Saudi Arabia. The oil price is so low now. That's why the Western oil fracking and so on in the United States is being destroyed. And a lot of these businesses are going out of business. They're not coming back.
But even more than that, they have to be aware that things are percolating now in the Middle East to an unbelievable level.
Right.
And at any day, any hour of any day right now, particularly between now and the election, you could see a war with the United States, NATO, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait on one side, Russia, Iran.
I'll give you the criteria to start it.
Hezbollah on another side.
Tim, I'll give you the criteria to start the war. If Donald Trump does a knockout punch to Hillary, declaring the FOIA documents and WikiLeaks, and she's destroyed, because I can see her literally having one of her chicken dances with her head bobbing.
Yeah, well, I'd love to see that.
Right. And if that happens, within 3 days to a week, you're going to see Turkey and NATO declare a no-fly zone, and they're going to see a Russian jet go down, and the Russians are going to do stuff. Now, when they do stuff...
And in the case of Saudi Arabia... you're going to see some air bases taken out with those tactical nukes, and they're going to be gone. And you may see some palaces being gone. You may see the same thing in Qatar.
Yeah, because remember, you have to understand, this is not just a war between Aleppo. This is a war now with Yemen and the Houthi rebels, with the Saudi Arabians using missile systems we gave them to knock out the Houthi rebels. And by the way, what they did is they actually killed a wedding party with weapons gave the Saudis to kill them while they're having a wedding party in Yemen. And the Yemenis are not going to forget this, okay? So you have to understand this. You don't get the proper real news from what we call this news media. You hear BS. Now, the fact is that this war means Saudi Arabia is at war with Russia. They're at war with Russia.
This execution of a member of the royal family is much more apt to reflect the fact that the stresses internally and the worry about the destruction of Saudi Arabia and the coming general Middle East war.
Let me speculate. Tim, I'm going to speculate before we lose our time here that he was actually trying to side with Russia if you want to bring this down a few notches.
Yeah.
And because he was trying to bring down a few notches, they brought him down and took his head off.
Yeah.
I'll bet he didn't murder anybody. I think what he did is he murdered the fact
Absolutely.
My guess is
get right with God. These are very, very dangerous times.
Start praying. Read that prayer. Get your own prayers. Get face down before the Most High Church. Wake up. Wake up. Yeah.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.